Thank you, Lord, for this morning.
Amen.
Yes, the light is so important, and His love is also very important.
Amen.
Yes, today, this conference is so important for me, after the fellowship last night. The time is really short.
Amen.
And we know there is also a battle going on,
Amen.
A warfare,
yes.
And we should be ready for this warfare.
Amen.
We cannot just like in the past, conference after conference,
yeah.
without any change in our heart, without any change in our behavior, our daily conduct.
Amen.
It is so important. If we today cannot take the word of God seriously, then we should go home. We don't have to waste our time here. Waste time to travel so far and to see all the saints. Really, I pray, this is my prayer, that Lord, through this conference, change us,
Amen.
Perfect us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, we cannot reach the goal. It is really, really serious. In these last days, we have to be one with the Lord.
Amen.
We have to willing to be changed
Amen.
By the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yes. And this meeting, the title is We Are Children of God. It's wonderful because of the love of the Father,
Amen.
We can be the children of God.
Amen.
I hope today in this meeting room, most of us, all of us, I hope, are the children of God.
Amen.
If not, any new ones, they have a possibility to become a child of God.
Amen.
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 Yeah, this is our destiny. It's wonderful that we have the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Yeah, and we are His children.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Lord Jesus. Yeah, therefore this conference is to remind one another that the time is short. There is a battle.
Amen.
We are on the side of our God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord. And since last conference in July 4th, we want to go back to the beginning to see what happened in the whole history, and also in the Bible, in the truth, what happened with God's plan, right? So let us see Genesis chapter 1, 26 and 28. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created man. Male and female, He created them. The God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds on the air, of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Amen. Yes. This is wonderful. God created us in His image and also in His likeness. Yeah. It's wonderful, right?
Yes.
We are like our Father. We are children of God.
Amen.
What a privilege that we have this. Amen. Yes. And we shall be fruitful and multiply and have dominion over the earth. And God created us perfectly.
Amen.
Perfectly. Wonderful. And we are here actually to accomplish His plan. God created us with a plan.
Amen.
Just like, not like we want to do something and just, do something.
Mm.
Yeah, without any plan. But God is not so.
Yeah.
God has His plan.
Amen.
And He created us according to His will.
Amen.
So actually this conference and also this meeting, we really want to know what is His plan and what is His will in detail.
Amen.
So that we can follow Him and not waste too much time to, like our brother said, look into the darkness and we don't know what God wants to do with us. That would be very poor, right? After so many years, we still don't know what is God's plan. And we all work. I'm retired, right? But when we work in the company, the first things or beginning of the year, always said, what is the project goal for this company? What is the plan? And what is the alarm is always good. What is this plan for the company? What is the detailed plan for each department? And they also force you to reach this goal end of the year. Right? So. Yeah.
Otherwise we lose our job.
Yes. But our God is even more exact. Right. So therefore we here as His children to accomplish His plan. Let us read again a few verses. It very clearly show what is the will of God and what is the plan of God. Okay? Exodus chapter 19. 5-6. Yeah. Amen. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant,
then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people.
For all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. Amen. Shall be to me a kingdom of priests. He will not change His mind. This is His plan. Amen. And a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
Amen.
Right? Clear? Right. Okay. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And has made us kings and priests to His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And has made us kings and priests to His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Refer also to the Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, right? The dominion, right? The next one. Same book, chapter 5, verse 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God,
Amen.
And we shall reign on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Reign on the earth.
Yes, reign on the earth. Made us kings and priests.
Amen.
Amen. And also, chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed are and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no right. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So, that should be in our mind, written in our forehead. We want to be the priests and kings for our God.
Amen.
And the last verse, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Amen. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now obtained mercy. Amen. Amen. Yes, O.C., out of darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for that message. Amen. Out of darkness.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Kings and priests.
Amen.
So I think this whole line and the will for God, plan of God is very, very clear. Right? So, what are we here? We want to be the kings and the priests.
Amen.
For our God.
Amen.
Amen, Lord Jesus. Unfortunately, there is one in this universe against this plan. We all know who he is, right?
Right.
And he do everything he can do. He does everything he can do, just want to destroy this plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we should be alert. He is doing that from the beginning. That's why he came, he went to Eve. Started there. And unfortunately, you know, God created us in his image according to his likeness. The very, very precious things he gave us and in this creation is a free will. He doesn't want to have a machine or a computer chip or anything. He gave us a free will. Our soul life is up to us at that time. Right? It's perfect, like God. But unfortunately, this free will was misused because Satan wanted to defy us. He went to Eve and she did the wrong decision. And this poison of Satan is into our flesh, into his flesh. And we are his actually sin. We are also Adam, right? Same as him. Unfortunately, but that is also one of God's plan, because God wants to use man, his creation, to destroy this devil. Therefore, we are here also accomplish his plan. So then he created man false, right? All these things come into our flesh. What come of the sins? The sin, actually, the nature of Satan. Let us read James chapter 1, 14 to 15. Yeah. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticements. Then we desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. That is the result. Our will decide to do something. And at the end is death. Right? So, oh Lord, really, we thank the Lord that give us, God give us free will. But we misuse that. This is a sad matter, but it's also according to his plan. Yeah. And disobedience comes. Actually, disobedience is one of most, powerful factor of sin, include in sin. Right? Why Eve ate from that tree? Because she disobeyed the commandments of God. Today, this disobedience, the nature is in us. Right? We can see from the children, from myself, very often, this is, how do you say, in computer language, is a default.
Default.
Anyone say something, the question comes, why? Why me? Right? It's always like that. Right? It's very, very, if the parents hear something from the children, say, yes, I will do it, the parents will be very happy. But very often it's, why? Right? That is the point, the disobedience. So we really have to admit this nature is in us.
Yeah.
Disobedience and leads to death and the darkness. Yeah, we have a previous message, it's very clear. We are in the darkness. Yeah, because of this sin nature in us. We want to hide before light. When the light comes, we run away. Same as the darkness, run away. Right? So because we hate light. Oh, Lord, yes. Let us read also Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Having their understanding darkened by alien from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with. It is not a description of today's world. We Christian, faithful Christian, very often we see the things so clearly, but the world, they don't see it because they are blind. They are in the darkness. They cannot see it. Yeah. And in the Old Covenant, a few verses describe at that time the attitude and the heart of the children of Israel. Yeah, let us read Isaiah chapter 1, 2 and 3. Yeah. Sarah, would you please do that for us? Isaiah chapter 1, 2 and 3.
Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children. They have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider.
Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Are we oxen? We are men, right? Human being. Are we donkeys? No. But even donkeys, they know their masters. Yeah. Right? And this is a very, very strong statement towards a man created by God. Right? Oh, Lord. And Sarah also, chapter 5, verse 20.
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
This is, again, the description of today's world. We can see in the world, even more than that, called man, woman, called woman, man. Right? And that's the purpose and really intention of Satan to create, to destroy the creation of God. God created man and woman. And they should be one, which is the family. And Satan starts from there. He destroyed man and woman, what God created. And he destroyed the family. Yeah. Yeah. And people in the world, in the darkness, could be also some believers in this darkness, they don't know, they didn't realize that is the trap of Satan.
Yeah. They think it's love.
They think that's love. They think that's tolerance. I tolerate that. But that is exactly the point Satan wants to destroy this from the beginning of the creation of God. Yeah, yeah, we have to fight this battle. There's no choice. Yeah, because we are children of God.
Amen.
Yes. And then we see the plan of God. And we see so clearly this is the strategy of Satan.
Yeah.
He started from there. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah. It is really a warfare. But look out on ourselves, our today's condition. Not other Christians, no, not, we don't want to judge anybody else. Look on ourselves. Are we able to fight this battle in our condition right now? Our daily conduct, our daily conduct towards brothers and sisters. We are so weak very often. And we really need the Lord Jesus become our strength to do it.
Amen.
For this point, God also prepared everything for us. Right? So that he prepared what for us is that, yeah, the salvation. Salvation of our soul. Yeah, we have to understand that, the salvation of our soul. Because the whole problem is in our soul life. There's no problem with the spirit. That's why in 1 John also said, what born of God will not sin. That is the spirit. The problem is our soul life. And the Lord really wants to save us from our fallen so, yes. Yeah, and let us read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressed and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The salvation of our souls. We need that. We really need that.
Amen.
And that is also the very main point we can fight this battle.
Amen.
If we today, with the condition of our soul life today, for me, I speak to myself,
yeah.
I don't know if I can really fight this battle. I have to work with God together. I need His strength. Yeah. Therefore, God really has us His wisdom. He gave, let us read 2 Timothy 3, chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Is this not a little bit familiar for us? Three parts. Give us a spirit of fear, not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Three parts of our soul life. Yeah. Our will, right? Our mind, and our emotion. It's wonderful. God gives us such spirit. Yes. Has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. These three parts has to be come to into our soul life so that we are able to fight this battle. Therefore, we need to be born again and receive this wonderful spirit in us and to fight this battle.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, therefore God needs our cooperation. Right? We have to cooperate with our God. God is powerful. He's a mighty God. He's a Lord of lords, King of kings. He can take care of Satan very easy.
Right?
But He needs us. He really needs us. Because this is for His glory.
Amen.
We are His children. And He really loved us. He wants us to be one with Him to fight this battle. Therefore, yeah, He needs our cooperation. It's a privilege. Today, no creation can be one with God and fight with against this evil one. Not any animals, right? Not any trees or anything, but we created according to His image and according to His likeness is able to do this job. It's wonderful, right?
Amen.
I don't want to lose this privilege. Wonderful job. Yeah. And how can we cooperate with God? I think we all remember last conference in for the first John. Right? Keep His commandments.
Amen.
Most important one, keep His commandments. If you don't keep His commandments, you cannot fight this battle. When the Lord said, go to right, you go to left. Go forward, you go backwards. How can an army fight such battle?
Yeah.
Right. We only have one captain. Not five captains. Right. And not five captains fight against one another. Then you cannot fight this battle. One captain, one direction, one warfare.
Amen.
Hit the target on the head. Right? It's wonderful. So therefore, we have to be one.
Amen.
Yeah. Follow His commandments. I don't repeat that again. You can go back to listen to the recording that how wonderful is that conference, the First John conference, that we have to keep his commandments. Be one with God.
Amen.
The second point I mentioned here is our conscience. Same as we cannot describe love of God or describe the word of love. You can go onto all the dictionary, to looking for the definition of love. There's a lot of love, different definition. And definition of conscience also. But that is not according to the word of God. And these two things is really very subjective. Very subjective. You know what love is, right? Because you love something before, love someone before. And someone loves you also, right? You realize that. And this conscience is the same. You cannot describe. But very often you feel no peace in your conscience. And what is this conscience, right? So the disciples, they have many times described how important to serve God, to be linked, this conscience is a part of the spirit. Mm-hmm. Right? Let us read a few verses here. Romans 9, 1 to 2. Romans chapter 9, 1 to 2. I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing my witness in the Holy Spirit that I have a great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. The conscience is a part of spirit, but the heart includes our soul life. It is also a channel. It's a possibility an unbeliever can become a believer. When light shines upon this person, his conscience reacts. Yes, I'm a sinner. And once this conscience reacts, then he will be saved.
Amen.
He knows he's a sinner, he received God as his savior. It is very important. Me, I really warn myself, also encourage all the saints, pay attention to your conscience.
Amen.
It is very important.
Amen.
Pay attention to your conscience. Acts chapter 23, verse 1. Acts 23, verse 1. Then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day."
Amen.
That is our cooperation with God. I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. Amen. There are so many verses. Yeah, another one. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. They are all together. We cannot ignore our conscience. We cannot. Then you actually work against the Spirit. Oh, Lord. Although in Hebrews also mentioned conscience. We don't have to read that verse now. And actually, conscience is a protection for us. If your conscience is numb, you can do everything. It is not so. Today we see in the world so many things happen. Sometimes I read news, I say, how can that be, such things happen? Their conscience is numb and no feeling, and things happen. Therefore, conscience is a protection for us. Really, pay attention to your conscience. Especially we, as believers, we want to serve God. We read these verses, we have to have a good conscience before God.
Amen.
Because it is important to serve God in this way. Amen. Yeah. But one very important point we also pay attention to, our mind. Since these two organs, I use this word, okay, our mind and our conscience, so important, and that is the target of Satan. Be watchful. Do not have a weak conscience. Every time you don't feel no peace in your conscience, go to the Lord. Ask for light. Right? We read the verses also. Light will give you the answer, will give you peace. Yeah. So therefore, we have to have a, do not have a weak conscience. We have to read His word, confirm with His light, and to know what the things, the meaning of the whole thing. Then we will solve these things according to our conscience and according to His light. It's very important. Not just going and say, oh, I did something wrong, I'm sorry, I want to make that good again, and go there, maybe pay the money or do something in a way of normal human being. Because they all have conscience, right? They owe somebody's money, they will return that. It's normal, right? They don't feel peaceful in their conscience because they owe somebody's money. But they do that according to the way of man. They cannot experience this really speaking of the anointing. But we have this privilege, yeah, check with the anointing, so that we will not have a weak conscience. Do things according to our own righteousness. Yes, this is very important, because we don't want to give Satan any chance to attack us, attack our conscience and our mind. He is the accuser, right? What he wants to shoot the point, your mind, your conscience, to this brother, you cannot make it. See? Right? Happen again. You cannot make it. And you have such a weak conscience, and not only not good for you, and not good for the other brothers and sisters. If they say something, you stumble immediately. So therefore, for the building up of the church, let us have really a good conscience.
Amen.
According to the light of God.
Yes.
Yeah. When you say something, when you do something, consider, is it really for the edification of the church life? As our brother mentioned, we are in a family. What we do is edification or to destroy the life, church life. Do things according to the Spirit and according to our conscience. Amen. Oh Lord, I think I jumped some point. And for this conscience, I when I prepare, I saw two very important example for myself. The one is happened in Garden Eden. As Eve and Adam, they took from the tree of knowledge and good and evil, So then they really have such a reaction. And then when God comes, the first thing out of love, God asks, "Where are you, Adam?" They hide themselves in the tree. Mm-hmm. And God comes, "Where are you?" It is not our experience. Very often, God will ask, when you have anything, did anything, mm-hmm. and disturbance in your conscience, God will ask, "Where are you? Where did you do?" Right? At that moment, we have to repent. Amen. Turn to the Lord. Another example is from Peter. Let us read some verses. Let's see. Oh Lord. Luke chapter 22, verse 54. I read that. Huh? This is long. Read the first, last few. Okay, 59. You know when Peter denied the Lord three times. And 59, then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, say, "Surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are saying." Immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. It's very important. Where are you? And the Lord turned and looked on Peter. Yeah. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So Peter went out and wept bitterly. His conscience reacted when the Lord looked at him. He knows what he did. It is not right. Yeah, very often this is also my experience. I said something, and then I realized it's not right. Right. Come back to the Lord. And what continued is when he did that, right? And John chapter 21, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Okay, we know this incident after the Lord left, all the disciples say, "What are we doing here? The Lord is gone, right? What all these things in vain?" They went back to their old job. They are going to fishing, right? So forget it. Could be some of the brothers and sisters were stumbled after so many years. Forget it. I go back, do what I want. But the Lord showed them, "Go on the other side of the boat and you can catch the fish." Because they didn't hold, they fished the whole night. Mm-hmm. Then nothing happened. But the Lord again and prepared breakfast for them. Yeah, verse 12. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." And they came and ate, right? And 15, verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?" Which means more than this breakfast? And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." This is an example which means take care of the other brothers and sisters. Same as I took care of you, prepared breakfast for you, take care of the others. Right? Then he, verse 16, he said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him again, "Tend my sheep." And he said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Right? Do the same thing to the other brothers and sisters. Prepare the breakfast for them. Wonderful, we can have such hospitality in Toronto. Amen. Thank the Lord. Really wonderful. This is the reaction of conscience. There's no doubt why in the 1 Peter and 2 Peter, Peter mentions so many times, you can go back and check these two books, love one another. Especially in 2 Peter, so many times mentioned beloved, beloved. Because that is his experience. I want to experience that too. Yeah. I want to be those who can also serve the saints in this way. Amen. Because I received the love from God. Amen. Because I ate from him, what he prepared for me. I want to do the same thing to the brothers and sisters. Amen, Lord. Thank you. It is very important, our will, to stand with God together, to be ready, right? Put the whole armor of God. Like chapter 6 of Ephesians said, right? And also walk in the light. Yeah, there are so many verses here, but at the end I have to emphasize, everything what we do here now, is to accomplish the will and the plan of God. And what is that? The priesthood and kingdom on this earth. For this purpose, we have to cooperate with God. Practice the priesthood. Today, not until that day. Right? And really, to learn how to be a king. How to reign our soul life first. How to follow the step of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you cannot control your mind, your will, everything, emotion, today, salvation of our soul life, it is very difficult on that day to be a king and priest. Therefore, today we have to learn how to walk in holiness. Yes, Lord, this is our privilege. Do not forget, priests and kings. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord, you know also.
Amen.
You know we love you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have called us to be kings and priests in your kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, what a privilege it is, my Lord, to be called as your priest, my Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that we will desire to be drawn much closer to you, my Lord.
Amen.
And to do the first works that you have called us to do, my Lord.
Amen.
We really pray that we'll also have such a love for you, my Lord.
Yes. Amen.
That we will love you more than anything in this world.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, Lord, thank you for the encouragement we receive from your word.
Amen.
Lord, thank you truly that you are the one feeding us so that we can feed your people.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you know all things. We pray that you will continue to soften our hearts.
Amen.
Our heart to respond to the spirit within us to be obedient.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we truly want to express your light and your love in this last day.
Amen.
Yeah, Lord, thank you for all that you speak to us to encourage our hearts.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, thank you for such a great privilege we have.
Amen.
To be called children of God.
Amen.
Your own special people.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we give you our full cooperation.
Amen.
Our full willingness.
Yes.
We pray, touch even the depths of our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, with your light and your mercy to really transform us.
Yes.
Inform us, restore us to the image of our living God.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord, you are our
Father.
Amen.
Amen.
You are your children, Father.
Amen.
We have raised your name for the great love to exalt
us. Amen.
Oh, Lord, purify our heart, Father.
Amen.
Give us good conscience, Father.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
We have faith in you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord, we want to abide in you.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Lord, may our love strike and strain us.
Yes.
That we no longer live for ourselves.
Yes.
May we can live for you.
Amen. Amen.
Sacrifice yourself for us and
ours. Amen.
Lord, we want to be such that we can go our own desires and fulfill your plan for your kingdom.
Amen.
I appreciate what our brother shared.
Amen.
Concerning the importance of our will. Right. After man fell and sin entered, Romans chapter 6 tells us so many times in chapter 6, at least 9 times, we become, when is that?
Yeah, helps every people online.
Oh, for people online. Sorry. Romans chapter 6 says we became slaves of sin. Does a slave have a will? No. Do whatever the master says. Do this. You have no choice. Do that. Why do you sin? How come so many people sin? You think because they like to sin? No, they lost their free will. God, our brother said very clearly, has given man a free will. This is very, very precious. This is why freedom is precious. And what the enemy is doing today is to rob everyone of their freedom and make you a slave. Then they can rule over you, isn't it? But if you have freedom, nobody can rule over you. God doesn't want you to become a slave, and he gave men a free will to choose. Even after you're saved, your freedom should have been restored. So we are set free from the slavery of sin and death. But many Christians did not realize this because there's still sin in our flesh. That's why we still sin. No wonder both James and Peter, James chapter 4 says, resist the devil.
Amen.
How do you resist the devil? You have to use your will. Learn to say no. Get you behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Have you learned to say this? And he says he will flee from you. Isn't that wonderful? But if you give up, you okay. What do you mean, okay? It's not okay. Learn to say no.
Amen.
Peter said the same thing. This lion, this devil, like a roaring lion, going around seeking whom to devour. He wants to devour you. You taste good for him. You know, the lion, don't fool around with him. Don't get near to him. But this lion, Peter says, resist him steadfastly.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of him, but resist him. How are you resisting if you don't have a free will? This is why I appreciate our brother right from the very beginning. In the Garden of Eden, Satan came in, firstly, to corrupt the mind by the lies, to make you blind, bring you into darkness. This is why today you can see so much lies. The mainstream media is not telling you the truth. They're lying to you. And when they lie to you, you'll be blinded, you believe in the lies, and the truth is gone. The truth is gone. Unfortunately, people believe in lies. And even in 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul warned us, because they do not love the truth, God gave them up to believe in the lies. You want to believe in lies? Or do you love the truth? If you love the truth, come back to the Word. Amen. Don't listen to what I'm saying. You don't need to. You go to the Word yourself. Can you not read, Stephen? You went to school so many years. You can read, right? Somebody got saved in our home one day when I was in San Francisco. And a brother brought him a whole stack of books. I said, no, don't read those books. Read the book.
Amen.
You know what he answered me? He says, but I don't understand the Bible. I said, you just got saved. Never read the Bible. How do you know you don't understand the Bible? Who told you you don't understand the Bible? Have you ever read it? He said, no. How do you know you don't understand it? I said, before you read any other book, you come to read the Word of God. This is why it's called the book. The Bible means the book. In the whole universe, there's so many books. But there's the most important book is the living Word of God.
Amen.
It's the Word of life. It's Amen. The Word of the living God. And it gives you light. So I told this brother who's brought him a stack of books. I said, forget about it. Take it back. I told him, you don't have to read those books. Read the Bible. Amen. And you have the best professor indwelling in you.
Amen.
Did not 1 John chapter 2 says, oh, you need a lot of teachers. Did he say that? No. What did he say? Oh, just listen to the best speaker. It didn't even say that. He says, you have no need of anyone to teach you. Why? Because the anointing dwells in you. He will teach you all things. And is no lie.
Amen.
You think the Holy Spirit will lie to you? But men will lie to you.
Yes.
Who do you prefer to listen to? The one who always speaks the truth? Or the one who always lies to you? The devil is the father of lies. He's a liar from the very beginning, and he's a murderer. And he's called the prince of darkness. And all the principalities and powers, the authority of darkness. You can only control a person if you bring him into darkness. and you control the person by lies. Look at so many Catholics. They believe, oh, Mary is the mother of God. Who lied to them? And they believed it. And if you tell them, they say, no. The Pope told me that. Well, who is the Pope? You should take away the E, the E, P-O-P-E. He pops, he just pops. He's lying. There's so many people using even the Bible. Don't think Satan cannot use the Bible. He may be, maybe he knows the Bible more than you do. Yeah. Right. So, come to the pure Word of God.
Amen.
Like what Peter says, as a newborn babes, desiring the pure milk of the Word. Right. You can read, right? Do you know the first verse in the Bible? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, I don't understand that. Who says you don't understand that? Do you understand that? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Isaiah, do you understand that verse? Yes, if Isaiah could understand that, everybody could understand it. Don't say I don't understand the Bible. And that is how Satan blinded the eyes of those who believe it not. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the God of this world, who is Satan, has blinded the eyes of those who believe it not, so that the light of this life will not shine into their heart. Amen. The darkness is not the outward darkness, the darkness is in your heart. This is why there's two messages this morning. Really is very crucial and simple. It's not hard. It is really not hard. People say it's very hard. No. No. Right? It is definitely not hard. And so many verses, Paul says, even in Thessalonians, you are the children of the day.
Amen.
And not children of the night. If you were God, and you were not, definitely, and none of us is, okay, somebody think they are God, but they are not God. And the third day, God created the light. He says, let there be light. And there was light. Would you just chase away the night if you were God? You don't need night, you know what? Light. God is light. So 24 hours of light a day. That's wonderful. Isn't that good?
Amen.
There's no more night, just day. But God did not do that. He separated
Amen.
The light from the day.
Amen.
And call the light day, and call the darkness night. Isn't it good if God just says, let there be light and no more night? Why do you think God says that? Because darkness still exists, and God is working to take away all the darkness, but not at once. This is why even if you're saved, there's still darkness in you.
Amen.
There's still darkness. Can you take away the darkness? No. Right? But after you're saved, becoming children of God, you became children of the day.
Amen.
But don't think there is no more darkness. Only when is there no more darkness and where? In Revelation chapter 21, the New Jerusalem, it says, and there is no more night. But only at that time there's no more night.
Amen.
But the question today is, how long is your night and how long is your day? Winter time, the day is very short. Mm-hmm. In summertime, the day is very long. But isn't it like that? Sometimes your day is long, sometimes your night is long. The more you grow in life, you're being perfected, strengthened in your inner man, the shorter is your day. I mean, your night. So how long is your day and how long is your night? This is why it says, and God commanded the light to shine into your heart in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you see the Lord, right, you see the light. Those who are sitting in the shadow of darkness and of death, they saw a great light. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right. So, we are working today with the Lord to cast away the darkness.
Amen.
I want my day to be longer.
Amen.
And my night to be shorter. Not physically, but spiritually.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Please, go to bed at night, okay? But spiritually, we have to be in the light and walking in the light.
Amen.
Because if you're not walking in the light, the lie will work in you. Mm-hmm. And your fellowship with God is shortened, even diminishing. That is why first chapter, God is light, but you have to walk in the light. If you say you have fellowship with the Father, but you walk in the light, you're lying. The truth is not in you. It's very clear, right, Isaiah? Isn't it clear? Yeah, he understands. Well, you don't need a pastor to tell you that, okay? It's just read 1 John chapter 1.
Amen.
Right. It's very simple and very real in our practice. So I really appreciate the Lord speaking to all of us today.
Amen.
Right. And especially, take care of your conscience. God has given us a conscience to warn us, just like an alarm. Right. You have an alarm at your home? Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw Nina's home with ADT, right? It's an alarm. Why do you have an alarm? Hey, if bad people try to break in, then it starts to beep, right? If you're going to do something wrong and you're doing something wrong, your conscience will set off that alarm. God, in His wisdom, has installed in our heart and in the spirit an alarm. You know, when a person disregards the conscience, and the conscience is seared and no longer working, then a lot of thieves and bad guys will come in, and you will not feel it. No wonder a lot of people today don't feel anything. If they steal your thing, they think, wow, I did a good job, and he didn't even notice it. You even praise yourself for doing such a terrible good job stealing people's money and pickpocketing and all that. They have no more conscience. No. Paul says, and you didn't read it, he says, the exercise to have a conscience void of offense toward God. Yeah. This is a wonderful exercise. And it keeps you spiritually fit and healthy.
Amen.
To fight the battle. And Satan will flee from you. Flee. Can you imagine a lion fleeing from you? especially that special lion. People usually flee from the lion. But in our case, that lion will flee from you.
Amen.
So who is fleeing? Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, hallelujah. We are victorious.
Amen.
The Lord is making us more than conquerors.
Amen.